Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just days away from SummerSlam, and we're live. Of course, this is the morning after on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks and Rat Boy. What's going on, Rat Boy?
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, it was nice and cold last night with the air conditioner on, the fan on. I'm doing real good today.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it. It's been an interesting couple of days. Of course, yesterday we got slammed with all the different wrestling news. It's a little slower today, of course. But last night's Raw, I mean, we see Cedric Alexander joining the Hurt business. What do you think of Raw?
Put it this way, the friend that we had on yesterday, Derek. He went off last night on his show about Raw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like it one bit. He was cussing at the song. Everybody's got to check it out. It was so, I was laughing my head off until he got really, really bad with the language, and I just had to shut it down.
That's funny.
Put it that way. But to me,
that's funny.
To me, I liked it because they're saying that there's more of those Lazarism people now. There's more than five. There's a lot more now. I noticed that.
Oh, the Retribution group? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot now. It's
growing.
There's
a lot now.
Joining us on the line, former WCW star Stro Maestro. Stro, we were talking about Raw. First of all, how you doing this morning? Everything good with you?
Oh, great.
This afternoon?
With you guys. Yeah.
So,
woo-hoo.
So happy to have you.
Great to be here.
Tell me that's not sobering. You wake up on a Tuesday morning and you look across and there's Rat Boy sitting there. It's the morning after.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. He had to go see through the big mic in front of my face first. You know, I got a big mic in front of my face.
Last night on Raw, Stro, we got to see Shawn Michaels get taken out. We got to see Rey Mysterio back and Cedric Alexander joining the Hurt business. Interesting night for sure. It's funny, even like their surprises to me, everything seems so like planned and calculated now. I just have a hard time, like there's never that feeling like anything could happen.
Yeah, the one thing that has surprised me is this Thunderdome thing they have going on.
Oh my God.
The,
Oh, my God. I didn't even realize that they owned a trademark for Thunderdome, but they're actually calling it that. They went from saying it's like Thunderdome to calling it Thunderdome. And now you got Dolph Ziggler talking about how he's undefeated on Raw Underground, so now he wants Goldberg again. I don't know.
Oh, man.
The whole thing is nuts. I wonder if they're even – I guess they're still going to do Raw Underground, right, just in the Dome now.
Apparently.
I don't know. This
might be a Thunderdome
cage.
It might be a part of Raw, you know?
I wonder if they're going to have a Thunderdome cage, just like the movie. The Thunderdome cage.
Maybe.
That?
Yeah, it should be in the middle of the desert, though.
Yeah.
It's strange to me. Now, Amway Center, that's like an outdoor arena, right? Like, so they're actually building something outside, like they're building an internal structure outside, I think. That's my understanding.
Amazing. I guess Tina Turner could make a cameo.
I know, like, locally here in Philadelphia, like, I was watching the Sixers last night in their first playoff game, mm-hmm. which they bombed, as most people would expect. But they had the fans with the video on the. Looks so stupid. It just look. I can't even imagine that this is what WWE is going to do. If nothing else, you would think they would have them like all the same size. Like some of them are really big; they take up the whole screen. Other ones are real small. It was just a weird, weird experience. At least baseball with the cardboard cutouts. I don't know. It's just different.
The Three Stooges could be at ringside at this point.
You would have anyone at ringside. Yeah,
people are getting crazy these days.
You could put like all the deceased WWE wrestlers at ringside. It's insane. It's insane. But it'll be interesting for sure. So that debuts this Friday night with SmackDown. I think they're going to do SummerSlam there, and they're going to do Raw there. And although WWE hasn't confirmed it, I did read that they have this building through October. So they're going to leave the structure there and continue to run shows in this for the next couple months.
Oh, my.
That's what they're doing.
I can't even imagine.
That's what they're doing.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, but did you see who was on there last night?
Yeah. Mickie James.
Okay.
She made her return, and they ignored the match.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm
that
talking about
annoying.
The two other ones.
Ronda
Rousey, Four Horsemen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were there. I wonder if they're going to go after Bailey and Sasha.
The hoodie gang.
Besides, yeah, the Foot Clan.
I want to ask you guys, what's the difference between the Ninjas and the Hoodie Gang? I really can't tell the difference. They're all wearing black and hoods. And...
they're the same. They're the same. I'm waiting for a confrontation between the two groups. Yeah. I thought the Big E had the best line on Friday. He said that they were like the Foot Clan from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. That's awesome.
What were you saying, Red Boy?
I was saying that somebody said it could be NXT, that girl named Santana. She might be one of them.
I saw that. I saw that. I like Derek's idea of all the people that got laid off in April that are available. That would be good. So basically the Impact roster. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
I would love it. It would be fun. It'd be a lot of fun.
EC3.
With a solo
He's
cup.
Back with it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll put a lid on it so it doesn't get poisoned like Montez. My God. It's interesting. I mean, I don't even know if interesting is the right word. Meanwhile, in AEW, Chris Jericho, he was talking about the leaks for AEW. And I think leaks, anytime there's a wrestling company that tapes things or they try to do something special live, the way things get out there, it's very difficult to have like a surprise where nobody knows. But Jericho was talking about, you know, how people found out about Eric Bischoff being on AEW before they even announced it. And they didn't announce it, even though it got leaked, because they were hoping that not that many people saw it. But Jericho said it was an NXT reject who was a spy. And would Stro get this? I can't believe he would say it. He said that this person would never work for AEW again.
Oh, just, my God.
Oh, man.
Another person getting – he's on the list, as they say.
So is Chris Jericho now the executive vice president for AEW?
I'm thinking he's got to be one of them. Yeah.
Because he's given all these orders, like he's banned Cornette, he's fired this NXT spy, and given all these orders around him. Geez.
Yeah.
I think it's Chris Jericho and Cody Rhodes. I think they're both in on it.
What, the leak?
I the president and vice president.
Here's another thing. Yeah, it could be.
Friday.
Go ahead,
Did you notice
my thought after you're done. Go ahead.
All right, Friday. Did anybody notice the guy in the glasses? With AJ Styles.
Yeah, Joseph Parks. Abyss.
Yes, Abyss.
That'd be neat if that was his manager. Well, he's been an agent for a while, but it's good to see him on TV again. He's basically retired. But it was cool, you know, it was cool to see him. I would love it if he was AJ Styles' manager. He's like such a good, like, big guy that's like cowers in fear. I think it's hilarious. we got to see glimpses of it a couple of years ago. You know, because he's supposed to be like, he plays his own brother, the lawyer. So Abyss's brother is Joseph Parks, but it's basically him. And he's a lawyer, not Esquire. Just great stuff. I hope that they continue to use him with AJ Styles, because even just, like, the way Jeff Hardy, like, punched him and, like, he just started flailing his arms and fell backwards into the bump. It was so funny. He's great. Good. That was a good point, Ratboy. That was good. Now, I was saying about AEW. This is Cody. Somebody brought up to him about a rumored leak that turned out not to be true. The rumor was that Cody lost the TNT title to Brody Lee because Eric Rowan came in. So now the rumor is that Eric Rowan is in AEW and he's helping Brody Lee beat Cody for the TNT title. You know what Cody said about this, Stro?
What did he say?
It just struck me. Cody said that if AEW booked anything that was that stupid, he would quit the wrestling business forever.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Crazy. I've heard worse ideas, by the way.
Oh gosh, yes. We've seen worse ideas.
Yeah, just this week. Oh, man. On that show. No. Oh, man. One more thing, at least from my end, that I wanted to bring up. And this is not so much news, Ratboy, as it is like an interesting thing for people that are interested. So we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of SummerSlam 1990. And that was a big one. That was the Warrior against Rick Rude in a steel cage. That was the one with Hulk Hogan against Earthquake. It was actually the first pay-per-view that I ever ordered as a young kid for WWE, was SummerSlam 1990. It is also the 30th anniversary of the 2 out of 3 falls match between the Hart Foundation and Demolition. Axe and Smash,
wow.
Right before Crush came in, you know. Axe and Smash. Actually, I think Crush was involved in the match, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, the Hart Foundation won the title, and they went on to hold it for basically till WrestleMania. They did the thing with the Rockers where they lost the title, and then, but, you know, the match was basically thrown out, and the titles were given back to the Hart Foundation, and it was never mentioned or anything. But to commemorate that event, Bret Hart is teaming up with Axe and Smash. And they're going to be participating on a Zoom meeting on August 27th, and it's going to last about 90 minutes. And it's going to cost, and this is pretty cheap, guys, if you're interested, just $17.50 a ticket. And that's Canadian, so you're talking more like about $15 American. And the information.
Wow, that's cheap.
Yeah, and you get to sit in, and you get to ask Bret Hart, Axe, and Smash different questions about their rivalry. I thought that was a great opportunity. So if you're looking for this, guys, and it seems like a really cool thing, you're going to go to megamatchmemories.com. That's megamatchmemories.com. And the tickets and the further information, this is August 27th at 8 p.m., and it'll last about 90 minutes online. Yeah, so I actually might buy a ticket for that. It sounds really interesting, and it would be cool to listen to what they have to say, for sure. And how many times for that cheap do you get the chance to interact with guys like that, you know? Ask some questions about the historic match. Stro, some people call me a hater, but I think that was Bret Hart's best match ever, was his match against Demolition.
Oh, it was
SummerSlam
great.
1990.
Yeah, that was a great one.
It really was.
I like the Boston Screwjob better.
The Boston Screwjob, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the Boston Screwjob?
Yeah, the Boston Screwjob.
Is that like the Boston? Is that like the Boston cream pie?
Yeah, the Boston cream pie, baby. Oh, it's delicious, dude. Yeah, but I want to say one thing. I want to say one thing about Randy Orton. I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what any other show says. Now, Randy Orton is living up to his real name, the living legend, the legend killer.
The legend killer, yeah.
He's really living up that name now. Before,
he's been very good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I give Randy Orton credit. I can't think of anybody else in their late 40s who has stepped up in WWE in such a way. I guess he's not his late 40s. He's in his mid-40s, but that in his 40s has stepped up like this, you know? Usually you kind of peak in, like, your late 30s, early 40s. There might be a little longevity there, but you're not, like, at your peak usually, you know? But I feel like he's peaked. I feel like he's as good as he's ever been.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I want to put it this way. I want to see Randy Orton beat Ric Flair's record.
You think he's going to start this Sunday by beating Drew McIntyre?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I can see it coming. I can see it coming. I put it this way. Randy Orton is one of the best. He's been there for a long time. He really deserves it now.
Yeah, there you go.
He really deserves it this time around.
And I'm so glad that that Retribution group hasn't messed up any of his segments, because he would flip out on them. You know it.
I think that's what's going to happen in weeks to come. After he's become champion, they're going to mess around with him, and each one of them, he's going to say, okay, you want to put a belt? If you lose, you got to take off your mask.
Okay.
Because they're going to show their faces right away.
They will over time, though. There will be a big reveal at some point. And I just hope it isn't like a Rush thing where out of nowhere they're going to do it. I hope that there's actually a sound reason behind the whole thing. That might be asking for too much, but that's what I'm hoping for.
I just hope it's not more ninjas.
Wouldn't it be great if they removed their masks and they were the ninjas underneath?
You know who the big ninja is?
Yeah, the bodyguard from Underground.
Yeah, the bodyguard.
Yeah, I found it interesting because Samoa Joe talked about how they were beefing up security in WWE and they're reviewing all the. Why are they reviewing footage? Why aren't they just stopping these people from coming in the building? Like, they're already supposed to limit the number of people coming in because of the coronavirus, and they're just letting everybody just run in and destroy everything. You know, why are they reviewing security footage? Why aren't they just not letting them in?
Good question.
Wait a minute.
I don't understand.
What it is
that's common sense kind of question.
Yeah.
And plus they didn't hit the building. They hit the truck this time around.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't break a keyboard either.
I thought my TV was freaking out until I saw all that stuff. What's going on here, you know? My TV was freaking out last night. I said, oh, man, come on now.
Like during the intro, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, they're all of a sudden.
What's causing all this?
Yeah, well,
what's
causing
all this?
I said, I thought the cable company was messing around with it, but no, it was those people.
I thought it was DX messing with the production again.
That's what it looked like, didn't it?
Yeah.
Or it could have been it could be the NWO.
No, NWO's pretty predictable. You will know if the NWO was there.
I know, you know what? I know who's all behind this NWO stuff now, okay? Sorry, Granny. I had to put your name in it. Granny Hulkster is a new NWO character. I love Granny, though.
She's good people, that's for sure. So I think that's going to do it. Ratboy, did you have any more news for today? Anything worth bringing up? Or do you want me to just start talking and that'll spur you to remember?
Valentina Green? What's going on with him?
With who?
Valentina Dream.
Oh, Velveteen Dream, yeah. What would you call him, Valerina? Velveteen Dream. So Triple H did an interview and he said, because he was one of the people that was accused of like doing stuff. Like, you know, sexual assault type stuff or sexual harassment. And Triple H defended him. He said, you know, they looked into it and there didn't appear to be anything with it. Now, it just so happened that he got in a car accident right around the same time. So he was in the hospital and then he had to recover from the car accident. And that's why he's been off television. Now, they brought him back this week, but there's still rumors going around that a lot of people aren't happy with him and they're not real thrilled to be working with him. And you kind of saw it in a way because he came out as a surprise. They really didn't make a big deal about it and he lost. And then he just kind of left. He didn't really do his whole thing, you know, like he had always done. So there's a lot of people thinking maybe there is some like fire to that smoke just because he just kind of came, lost and left. Which is very unlike him. So I don't know, but Triple H said that he was innocent, that he appeared to be innocent by their investigation and everything. So anyway, so there's that. Also, don't forget, guys, to check out the new Pro Wrestling Tees store. Just go to vocnation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, or go to prowrestlingtees.com/vocnation. We have more than 10 great designs now, including the brand new collaboration with Steve Anderson, talented wrestling cartoonist, Pro Wrestling Illustrated, and WOW Magazine. Steve designing the four faces of Stro Maestro over the years. He joined the Strovolution, And be sure to check that out. That is at the prowrestlingtees.com/VOC Nation store. So be sure to check that out. Tremendous, tremendous. And lots of great shows, show t-shirts available as well. So be sure to check all those out. Proceeds go to VOCNation.com. But we're also supporting the artists involved as well. I'm waiting for the residual checks to start coming in, Stro, and we're going to circulate those as well.
Hey,
I guess everything is slow.
Yes, it is going to be slow this week because there ain't no AEW this week because of
not
basketball.
Not until Saturday.
Right, not until Saturday.
Yeah. Now, NXT will be tomorrow as well, so we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Be sure to check out all the great shows on VOCNation.com. I know today, for example, at 5 Eastern, we're going to have a very special episode from the past. It's welcoming Johnny Stewart from the AWA. He's going to be on the Look Back on In the Room. That's at 5 Eastern today. At 6 Eastern, Shelly Live is back on the air live once again, taking your call 657-383-1666. And then at 9 Eastern tonight, the big one, In the Room, myself, Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, the whole gang, taking your calls 914-338-1885. And we're going to welcome up-and-coming star Eric Martin, who's going to be making his Super 8 debut in a couple weeks' time, ECWA Super 8 in Morganville, New Jersey. Tickets and information, ECWAProWrestling.com. I think that's about it. I do.
Oh, there is one more thing.
There is one more thing.
I got to talk about.
There usually is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sunday. Okay. I forgot to mention it yesterday. Okay. Aaron Gainey, the Nigerian Nightmare, had passed away a couple years ago.
Wow.
On Elvis Presley's death.
Yeah.
But rest in peace, my boy, Aaron Gaines. Me too. I miss that guy so much.
All three of us had a personal connection with him.
Uh huh.
Right.
Loved Aaron. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about the Nigerian Nightmares tomorrow for a little bit.
Okay, sounds good. Maybe we'll get Chucky on.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Okay,
Okay. So, everybody, have a great day. Be sure to check out all the great stuff on VOCNation.com, and we will talk to you later on. See you guys at 9.
Hey, this is Total Package.
Hey,
Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are. And we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around